This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arthur Brooks, president of the American Enterprise Institute here in Washington. He's also the author of the brand new book, The Battle, How the Fight Between Free Enterprise and Big Government Will Shape America's Future. And Arthur, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, you talk in this book about the huge divide between big government being the way to go, economically speaking, and the free enterprise system being the right way to go. You mentioned right off the bat that we're basically in a 70-30 country, that 70% of Americans like the free market system as opposed to the government top-down system. But the 30% is very well organized and very powerful. Explain how they got that way.
Well, the 70% majority in this country has more than an economic interest in the free enterprise system. As you and your listeners know, it's really a cultural situation where people understand that entrepreneurship and individual opportunity are at the center of America's culture. That's the reason that I say that America's new culture war is effectively over the free enterprise system, and it goes far beyond simply an economic disagreement with the 30% who are against the free enterprise system. But you raise a really good question. If we are a 70-30 nation, and all the data tell us it's true, I mean, we find that no matter how you ask the question about free enterprise or business or taxes or government, you always find that 7 in 10 Americans favor the free enterprise position and 3 don't. So how did the 3 in 10, how did the 30% actually end up governing the country? And there are two explanations for that. Explanation number one is that the 30% against free enterprise has effectively been in charge for a very long time. This doesn't go back just to the last election. On the contrary, the government has been expanding almost without limit since well before the election of Barack Obama, certainly before the Democrats were in charge of both houses. And that's something that we have to deal with as a fact of government, not as simply a fact of political party. But the bigger reason that we've had such a dramatic escalation over the past year and a half, of course, is the financial crisis, when politicians told the American public that free enterprise was to blame and the government was the only solution to the problem. A sufficient number of Americans bought that the politicians who were using the financial crisis as a pretext to expand government, many of them won.
We're talking with Arthur Brooks. The book is The Battle. And Arthur, obviously, we've seen our own deficits and debt soaring. We see debt crises happening overseas, especially in Greece right now, but other countries potentially on the brink. I spoke with one economist and budgetary expert recently that said we could be as little as 3 years away from our own debt crisis. Is that sending out warning bells to enough people that the 30% might be held in check soon, or is it not that simple?
Well, the answer to that question is up to us. Whether or not we will, you know, one small bailout, one government policy, one little bit of government expansion after another, whether we will lock ourselves into a path that takes us to European-style social democracy or not, is the million-dollar question that we're trying to answer in coming elections, and certainly even more importantly than in elections, in the way that we try to govern ourselves. I mean, one of the great ironies is that when 70% are so emotionally attached to the free enterprise system, that it's so easy for politicians, one policy after another that seem like to have small stakes, to expand the state. If we go down that path, if we continue to go down that path, we will end up in the kind of desperate situation that we see in Greece. That's absolutely true, and as an economist, I can assure you that we don't want to be there. On the other hand, we can treat the current era as the best period of opportunity in decades for the United States as we band together, hold politicians accountable, and most importantly, we remember the cultural centrality of the freedom of the free enterprise system and entrepreneurship. If we can remember those things, we hold politicians to account, we will do fine. The reason I wrote this book, incidentally, is I talked to the 70% majority, people outside of Washington, D.C. primarily. They say the problem is we keep losing arguments. When we go up against politicians and journalists and people in the entertainment industry, they always have these fancy arguments and data. Where are our arguments? That's why I wrote this book. It's full of facts. It's chapter and verse what I think people need to know so that their values can never be betrayed again.
Arthur, you talk about how this particular administration has basically a five-bullet-point approach to trying to grow the size of government. They say whatever the problem is, whether it's the financial crisis, the energy problem, healthcare, government's not the problem. Government can fix it and only is the one that can fix it. And Main Street Americans are going to be hurting unless government steps in. But you talk later in the book about how actually free markets have the better moral argument. You just talked a minute ago about how the conservatives keep losing this argument. What argument should they be making?
Well, there are two arguments. Number one is to not let anybody say that the free enterprise movement is somehow a conservative or right-wing thing. On the contrary, it's a 70% majority viewpoint. It's a common value. Free enterprise is the most mainstream thing in America today. So number one is making sure everybody remembers, look, the 30% minority, the 30% coalition against free enterprise, that's the fringe. The people who are in charge are actually having a strange special taste, not us. Number two is that we're fighting this battle not because we want to have just more money. This is not a materialistic argument. On the contrary, what this book shows very carefully with good social science research and real data based on nonpartisan polling research sources is that the stakes in this battle over free enterprise go far beyond money. What we find is that the free enterprise system actually provides the greatest level of flourishing, of life satisfaction and happiness to the greatest number of Americans, because it is the system that allows us to earn our success, whether that success be denominated in money or souls saved or successful children or good schools or whatever it happens to be. Earned success comes best when we match our skills and passions, and that's the hallmark of the free enterprise system. So point number two is that this is not over money. This is not a materialistic argument. This is a moral struggle for the life satisfaction that we enjoy and have we have the responsibility to pass on to our children and grandchildren. Those are the two key points for winning this argument.
Arthur, you mentioned that right now this country is in a fight for the direction that it will go. How far along on the European socialist course are we right now, do you think?
We're pretty far along at this point. I think that there's a lot of course corrections that we could make, but it's going to hurt. Obamacare was extremely deleterious to the free enterprise system, and it's hard to go back on those things. I mean, the Obama administration is very smart. And they understand that it doesn't matter what parliamentary procedures and tricks you use, or whether it's a 2,500-page bill that nobody ever read, or how expensive it is. Once it's entrenched as an entitlement, people forget all of those details, and they say, just don't take away my health care. That's how you ratchet up the welfare state, and that's exactly the priority that the 30% coalition has. And the reason is because they believe that the more socialistic, more redistributive, more statist solution is the more moral solution, because people are not unequal economically. That's what the free enterprise system is up against. And what we have to do now is to fight an action against further diminution of the free enterprise system and make sure that no more damage comes into play. And if we can, to start to roll back some of the worst predations.
Well, Arthur, you discussed the issue in very clear language and very understandable language. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me today. It's been great.
Absolutely. The book is The Battle, How the Fight Between Free Enterprise and Big Government Will Shape America's Future. Our guest has been Arthur C. Brooks, president of the American Enterprise Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.